You must choose if you want to grow. You must choose if you want to work in alignment with the laws. You must choose to make this as good as you want if you want to continue growing your life and your business and having different results. You can make this as good as you want or as bad as you want. That was one of the most powerful pieces of advice I have ever gotten. But it's only powerful if you actually apply it. And apply it not when it's easy to, not when you see it as obvious, but when you're actually triggered, when you're actually hooked in, when you're in the reaction that's saying, this is bad. There's no other way to look at this. Everything in you is saying, bad, 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 wrong, wrong, wrong. You know this is bad. This thing outside of you that is happening to you is bad. This is the way that you're seeing the world. You're in the forest for the trees. You know this isn't good. How could this possibly be good? All the cells of your being are saying this experience, this is terrible. There is no possible way of looking at this like it is good. And yet, you still have choice. You still have the power to choose. So let's look at some common examples of this so you know exactly what I am talking about. Because we as humans, we have experiences that are negative all the time. How many times have you had a negative experience? You have. You have seen the world that way. You have chosen to look at the world that way. And you've said, this is bad. This is common. Okay? So one of the most common experiences that most people, not every single person, but most people would say is not good, feels bad, is something outside of the business world that I want to give as an example, but it still affects your business, okay? For so many women, this affects your business. Your boyfriend, your lover, your husband, your girlfriend, your partner, your wife says no more, says no to you, either breaks up with you or says something in the relationship, I don't want anymore, or I can't be like this anymore, or basically is telling you, I don't want the relationship as it is. So let's take the breakup. Let's take the full breakup, okay? I don't want to be your lover. I don't want to be your boyfriend. I don't want to be in relationship with you. I don't want to be your wife, okay? This isn't working. Doesn't matter why, okay? Doesn't matter why, to your subconscious programming. Now, for many of you, you've heard me speak on subconscious programming, and many of you might not be as aware of how I teach this and how your subconscious mind works, but you have a belief system, a paradigm, which is a group of beliefs, a self-image, your self-image is what you believe about yourself. Okay. And that all resides in your subconscious mind and wants to play itself out, wants to create the world and see the world and experience the world to be in alignment with that belief structure that you have been holding all these years and got developed when you were very, very young. And part of that belief structure, as I've said, is your self-image. Okay. And in response to a breakup, let's say, the tears come. You feel hurt. You feel rejected. You feel sad. You might be a bit of a mess, okay? Now, having gone through a number of breakups in the past as a fully formed adult with lots of relationship experience. And whether we're talking about, here I'm talking about a romantic relationship, but it could be a relationship with your team members, right? It could be a relationship with someone on your staff, a contractor, someone you're counting on, right? A coworker, any sort of relationship, right? I'm raising my hand. When I have had a breakup in the past, I was in tears. I was a mess. But in this moment, of brokenheartedness that we've all experienced at some point, and it can hurt, can hurt badly. This can be as good as you want or as bad as you want. For sure, you're in it, but you still have choice. You still have your greatest power, your power to choose. And are you going to use it? You get to decide in the moment, not tomorrow, not the next day, not 3 hours from now, but in the moment. Your greatest power is your power to choose. The point of inflection is now, in the moment. Are you going to make this as good as you want or as bad as you want? Because we don't want to feel bad, do we? Most of us move away from painful feelings. At least we think we want to move away from them. And yet, what's truly happening here is being hooked and stuck in that reactive place, that conditioned place that says this is wrong or bad. Okay? You consciously do not want to feel bad. But here's the rub. On a subconscious level, you do. Your self-image that is stored in your subconscious mind is playing out the core wound or wounds of being unlovable, of not being enough, of being unworthy. So are you going to continue to play that out or not? It's a choice. And it's really valuable to remember this when you feel bad, not later, not the next day or 3 weeks from now, when you've moved through it at your normal pace. You want to recognize this in the moment and make a different choice in the moment. This is how you better your best. This is how you raise your standards. This is how you grow your life. This is how you become someone more than you are currently, but you have to make a different choice. You make the same choice, you get the same results. You do not grow. In fact, you probably disintegrate just a little bit there. Okay? So you have to remember this. I can continue to play this out, this self-image that doesn't feel like a self-image at the time. It feels like he done me wrong, right? It feels like, why did he have to go and break up with me? Why is it not like this? I want it to be like this over here, but it's like this, and you're rallying against the situation. Or you can decide to grow yourself and go to the next level. And you do this by making a choice to make this experience, whatever it is, good. So how do you do that? How do you choose this when all societal conditioning tells you this experience that you're having right now is bad? It is the definition of bad. Because let's face it, most people have a set response to breakups, to relationship issues. Same thing in business. Let's use a business example. What if you spend money on something for you and your business and you don't get the return on investment? The contractor doesn't do a good job, doesn't finish the work. The app that you bought didn't solve the problem you thought it would. The marketing initiative with the money spent on ads doesn't play out the way you wanted it to. No one's responding to your emails, whatever it is. In all cases, you've invested time, sometimes money, but the result you're seeing as a mistake. Most people decide at this point, choose unconsciously, but it's still a choice, excuse me, at this point, to blame, make the other person or the thing wrong so they aren't wrong. They're in a closed loop of thinking, either they're wrong or I'm wrong, and I can't be wrong, so I'm going to make them wrong. And they go into an unconditional pattern like this, one that makes them feel bad, and one that forces them to defend themselves. Because again, of course, if something doesn't go as planned, someone needs to be punished. If there's a mistake, someone needs to be punished. But is that true? Where did that come from? You've got to think about that. Really think. Think. Is that who you want to be? Someone who is punishing? You want to be a punisher? That's your job? That's how you want to live? That feels good inside of you? You think it's about justice, but really it's about punishment. It's a mindset, a perspective, a worldview that says you deserve to be punished. When something doesn't go as planned, you deserve to be punished. If I don't get the result that I want, you deserve to be punished. And yet, if you didn't feel this way about yourself, you wouldn't feel it about others. You have to know that. You have to know that if you didn't, at some level, think that a mistake that you made needed to be personally punished, that you needed to be personally punished as a result of that, you wouldn't think that about others. If you didn't feel that about yourself, you wouldn't feel that about others. You have to realize that. So there you are in a conversation in your head or out loud, complaining, finger pointing, blaming, saying he done me wrong. Whether it's personal or professional, I don't care what the situation is. I'm not wrong. He must be wrong. I can't be wrong. So he must be wrong. But you are still defining yourself as wrong. If you didn't perceive yourself as this, you wouldn't be in conversation with yourself defending yourself. You wouldn't approach the conversation that way. You'd see it completely differently. Because nothing unworthy of God is worthy of me. That's paraphrased, or I might have that quote absolutely 100% from A Course in Miracles. Nothing unworthy of God is worthy of me. Is punishing God part of your worldview? You think God's worthy of being punished? Do you think blame is worthy of God? Do you think it's worthy to make that entity wrong? Nothing unworthy of God is worthy of me because you are a spiritual being. Nothing, repeat, nothing. Unworthy, unlovable, not good enough, needing to be punished, all of that. Is it worthy of God? And this you must choose. All the energy that is, spirit, source, the universe, is it for me or against me? Is it worthy? Is it not? If you don't connect with the word God, fill in spirit or universe or energy. Nothing unworthy of the universe is worthy of me. Okay? And here's the thing. You must choose. Do you live in an expanding universe or a contracting universe? The universe is expanding. It's for more life. Are you going to get on board with that? Is it for you or against you? What do you believe? Do you believe all of these experiences are against you? Or are you going to believe that the universe is for more life, for you? Albert Einstein said the most important decision you can make is whether you decide you believe that you live in a friendly universe or not. One that's for you or against you. What do you choose? But then it cannot just be an intellectual understanding. It can't just be something you agree with while listening to this podcast. You must apply it. This is what gives people massive quantum leap kind of changes. You must apply it. And you must apply it in the proverbial moment where everything, fill in the blank, is hitting the fan. Okay? When it doesn't feel good, when all your cells are saying, he must be punished. He must be be blamed. He must be wrong for doing this. Whether that's a boyfriend or a contractor or a wife, right? Or a girlfriend, it doesn't matter who. Someone on your team. You can make this as good as you want or as bad as you want. Are you going to go to the next level? Are you going to be for more life? Or are you going to be for disintegration? Are you going to agree with the universe and expand? And that's a really important choice, guys. Because it's saying it's for more life, but you, in that moment, are responding by saying, no, I am unworthy of growing. I'm unworthy of more life. I'm going to fight this. I'm going to say it's wrong and bad. You must get in alignment with the laws of the universe, with the truth that says we are expanding. Are you going to fight against it, rally against it? The choice is yours. Additionally, how quickly are you going to do it? Are you going to do it like you've always done it? Play in the pain as you've always played in it? Complain for however long it takes you to move through it and complain about something? Are you going to struggle for your normal amount of time? I would argue that you can feel your feelings and hold yourself to a higher standard and close the gap on time. You can actually choose to make this as good as you want in the moment. You have that power. Within every situation, you can. You must choose if you want to grow. You must choose if you want to work in alignment with the laws. You must choose to make this as good as you want if you want to continue growing your life and your business and having different results, right? Positive results. That's how you make the change. The law of relativity says nothing is good or bad until you make it so by comparing it to something else. What are you comparing this situation that you're in to? What meaning are you ascribing to it? And the law of polarity says everything is created as a whole. There are no halves in the universe. Therefore, this big problem that you're experiencing, this breakup, this contractor dropping the ball, whatever it is, this big problem also has a big opportunity right here, right now. They're connected. There are no halves. Which are you going to pay attention to? You can make this as good as you want or as bad as you don't want. The choice is yours. But most people do not know how to break free of their conditioned thinking and choices. Most people will listen to this podcast and still choose for a certain period of time to stay in the struggle, to make it bad. Most people don't know how to set a new course for their subconscious. Most people don't know how to change the subconscious programming. They're on autopilot. This isn't freedom. Let me tell you, having lived that way for years, this isn't freedom. This is a living rung of hell. This is being trapped, totally trapped emotionally. And it feels crappy. But it also gets you, and here's the rub, not only does it feel crappy, but it also gets you crappy results. You're not going to grow your business, your career, your life in the way you want if you stay in the old pattern. You can say you want it, but if you stay in the old pattern, you're going to get the same results, law of cause and effect. Your results are inferior to your potential right now. Recognize that. Own it. Your results, your current results, whether we're talking about your love life, your career, your income, your results are inferior to your potential. So it's a choice. What are you going to choose? And it needs to be in the moment. The point of power is in the moment. And you can make this as good as you want or as bad as you want. What are you going to choose? And with that, I'm Amira Alvarez. Rock it out and be unstoppable.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us and being part of the Unstoppable Woman movement. We have got a ton of free resources for scaling your business at theunstoppablewoman.com/free stuff. And you can find that link in the description below. So go ahead and check those out. And we'd also love your help in getting our message out to more and more women. If you'd be willing to share this video with all the unstoppable women in your life, that would be fantastic. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Reviews, likes, and comments are greatly appreciated. We go in and read them all. So thank you for those. And thanks for listening, and be unstoppable.